In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're just going to get our fill of Jeremiah today. Appreciate the lead up. Or maybe I could just say what she said. But you just can't ignore it, can you? And what it brought to me was this understanding that there's a difference between a person who is used by God and a person who just wants to be used by God. And it's really a simple process. Well, on paper, it's a simple process. You are listening, surrendering, and acting. And that is exactly what we're seeing from Jeremiah as he is reaching this point in his life where God is speaking his call to him. But we tend to walk in our fear and our feelings of inadequacy when it comes to living out our faith. We hold back. We're afraid, well, I don't know enough to speak about Jesus to somebody else. I don't understand fully how the church works. I don't really want to sometimes, amen? It says that's if I start digging into this life in faith, my life that I have that is not in faith starts to get kind of cut away a little bit, amen? It changes who we are, and it's supposed to. That's the action part. That's the surrendering that leads to the action. So we want to relate to Jeremiah in his beginning parts here. God calls him. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Sounds like a big job. Especially if you're aware of how the nations are behaving at this moment. It's not good. Then he said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. And depending on whose math you use, he was anywhere between 14 and 20. When he received his call from God to be a prophet, as God intended him to be from the moment in which he created him, as he was knitting him together in his mother's womb, God knew what he was to be. And God knows what you are to be. He created a plan for your life before your life was your life. The question is, will we spend any time listening, surrendering, and acting? He has a plan for each of us. But sometimes that plan can be a little overwhelming, amen? I mean, I get that. Trust me. So we turn away from it. Sometimes we can't turn away from it, so then we just test God. We say, okay, God, if you're going to make it happen, you make it happen. I'm going to move like you're telling me to move so I can prove to you that this isn't going to work. I highly recommend you do that. That's how I ended up standing here. But I will say this. I was at peace through the process. Just moving in the direction that God's calling us to move and acting in ways, calling us to act, will bring peace, by the way. And you'll begin to understand more fully how it is we are going to live out that which he created us to do. But our fear gets a hold of us. It just grabs us and halts us so often. And so when Jeremiah told God, I'm just a boy, the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. And then he says this very interesting thing. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Do not be afraid of them. Well, he had good reason to be afraid for what God was calling him to do. Some of us may have good reason to be afraid for what God is calling us to do. But if we're going to be honest, most of us don't have much to be afraid of, do we? Not really. Other than change. And the reality is, most of our fear is based on the fact that in order to walk with God, you have to be willing to walk into the unknown. That's really what it comes down to. It could be the simple thing like saying, I'm going to come up here and teach the children in front of the whole church and the world, and find out that the mic doesn't work on the way up. That'll throw you off. And we go, oh, I'm not going to do that. The mic won't work for me and I won't know what to do. You won't know what to do. I promise. The question is, are you going to trust God? And God cannot be overwhelmed by a faulty microphone, just for the record. The people at home may have been overwhelmed for a moment with that noise, because it was worse there than it was here. But brothers and sisters, if we live in our fear, we cannot walk in the unknown. When we surrender our fear to God, He moves us. And we all live in the fear. What ifs? So rather than just face them, we sit. And we don't move. Because we're afraid. What if I say the wrong thing? You will. What if I do the wrong thing? You will. The question is, will you trust God? Because you either do or you don't. Most of the times in my life when I got to the point of going, I'm just going to have to trust God, that was when I had done absolutely everything I could do and it wasn't working. And then I go, well, I guess there's nothing left to do but trust God. And God is saying, trust me first. I'm with you. Don't be afraid of them. Surrender to me. This morning we're going to hear from our mission team. They had to surrender a little bit to pull that off, to be part of this journey, to walk with Christ. They had to sacrifice their time, their comfort, and they had to face some fear. And some of the fear was well-founded as we drove into neighborhoods that if we were people who lived in Philadelphia, we would have not gone into the neighborhood at all. And the people that you would encounter driving down the road would tell you, keep driving. You know what I mean? I think we all know what I mean, amen? Yeah, not only did we drive into the neighborhood, then we stopped, got out, went into a building where we could serve those people who turned out to be just us, God's people, struggling. Had to overcome the fear, had to trust God. As an adult on the trip, there is a moment when you get out of a vehicle and you're looking around you, and the adults on the trip know exactly what I'm saying, and you realize these are not your children that you're with, and you're going, okay, Lord, just get us the two blocks without anything terrible happening to these other people's children that you've entrusted me with. It's dangerous. Life is dangerous. The world we live in is dangerous, not because of God, but because of lack of God present in the people in this world. Lack of recognizing that God is with us. So we need not be afraid. He calls us, and we go. The wonderful thing about a mission trip, short-term mission, is it is a microcosm of the church. You say yes, you prepare, you pray, and you become extremely intentional, and all that the journey of faith can be in a lifetime gets shoved into 7 days. And you have to do it. There is no, you know what, I'm just going to take a break for a few years from this church thing. You're stuck in it. And as much as you love all the people you're with, you didn't necessarily expect to live in one giant room with all of them. You had to sacrifice, in this case, a fair amount of your privacy. And then you had to travel several miles away just to get a shower on occasion. And then you're living close with people. You're not eating the food you generally would eat. You're not eating when you want to or where you want to. But it's okay, because everything you are doing is for the purpose of focusing on the mission that God has given you. That can actually be life, by the way. Your whole life can be that. But we have to trust God. We have to be willing to surrender those things that are keeping us from fully saying yes to God. Jeremiah surrendered his greatest concern to God immediately. Sounded a little bit like an excuse. Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. Which was true. He knew the world in which God was calling him to speak to, the God's people who were being, his job was to call them to repent and to turn back to God. They weren't listening to God, and they surely weren't listening to him either. But you see what God does with his concern when he brings it to him? Verse 9, God responds to verse 6, Jeremiah's concern. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. His fear of not being able to speak, the Lord says, I can fix that. He can do that for each and every one of us. Whatever it is that we are afraid to surrender and put out to God, that is keeping us from a life, a full life in Christ, whatever that may be, if we offer it back to God, he will bring a solution for you to move forward with him. If you surrender it, if you hear him calling, and you should, if you're not, you need to stop and listen. Because like Jeremiah, he has called you and created you since before you were you. So you have to listen, and you have to surrender whatever that fear may be, whether it be your schedule, your worldly fascinations, your inability to speak, your fear of, oh, I don't know, coming up here in a few minutes and speaking through a microphone. Whatever it is, God is bigger than that. How do I know? Because I stand here. The grown man who was once a boy, who failed 11th grade English because he wouldn't stand up and give a speech in front of his class. Imagine that. I'm sure sometimes you long for that day. But the Lord can overcome these things. The grown man who used to write stewardship talks for his wife to give stands before you now saying, brothers and sisters, you are called by God just as Jeremiah was called by God for God's purpose. And I know we struggle with the world and all the things that we think we want, but how many times have you just surrendered it all to God and discovered that you were able to act? That could be your life, which brings life, not just to you, but to all you encounter. See, Jeremiah had good reason to be afraid. God's people were sinful. They had turned away from God. His job was to tell them to repent. When they didn't repent, and they didn't, it became his job to speak God's judgment over them. That's a pretty rough gig. We live on this side of the cross in this time of grace. Those who know the mercy and love of Christ, amen? We live at a time where God incarnate has given his very body and blood so that we can be free of all these things that still hinder us. That's where we live. Our job, knowing that and accepting that and surrendering to that, is to tell other people by our witness that this is for them too. Amen? That's our job. Jeremiah had to carry the bad news, brothers and sisters. We are called to carry the good news. And yet, we're in fear. We feel inadequate. And when we move on our own terms. And when we discover those things within us that are stopping us from doing the fullness of what God's called, we try to work around them or pretend they don't exist. And God says, surrender them to me, as Jeremiah did. Well, I'm just a boy. I can't speak. And God says, I'll put my words in your mouth. So whatever it is that is keeping you from doing the fullness of what God has called you to do, know the call when you listen. Surrender whatever it may be to God, and then act in a godly way. It's simple until we have to get honest with ourselves and say, what's keeping me? You know why it's so hard? Because the thing that keeps us from fully living a life for Christ, the thing that keeps us from giving our lives to the one who gave his life for us, to free us from all of our sin and our pain and our sorrow and our inadequacies and the rest of it, we have been made whole through him. The thing that keeps us from moving with Christ, who has done all these things for us, the biggest problem we have is ourselves. And that's hard. Because if I surrender a piece of me to God and he changes it, who am I then? Well, who you will be then is exactly who God created you to be. Empowered by his Spirit, being a witness to his grace, his mercy, his love. You will be transformed so that you will live a life that will transform the world. Amen.